Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
并且在主内问安。
And I also greet you in the Lord.
今天晚上我们来看以赛亚书五十五章。
This evening we'd like to study a passage from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
旧约圣经八百六十七页。
Please turn to Isaiah, chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章从第一节。
Beginning from verse 1.
念到第三节
verse 1 through verse 3
以赛亚书五十五章一节到三节
verses 1 through 3
你们一切干渴的都当进就进水来没有银钱的也可以来你们都来买了吃不用银钱不用价值也来买酒和奶第二节
verse 2
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢你们要留意听我的话就能吃那美物得享肥甘心中喜乐第三节
Verse 3
你们当就近我来侧耳而听就必得活我必与你们立永约我们念到这儿这是旧约圣经以赛亚先知书尤其这个神借着他的口来邀请人来接受神的恩典。
And this was the message spoken by the prophet Isaiah for the people to come and accept the grace of God.
他先用人有钱劳碌买的东西、吃的东西都不得饱食。
He described that the things that money can buy, the things we eat, cannot satisfy us.
他邀请一切干渴的、一切需要神恩典的。得到神的面前来，可以得到肥甘，可以得到美物。
And he invited all those who hunger and thirst, to come to God's presence, to receive, delight and the goods.
从旧约圣经以来，我们可以看到神对世人有一贯慈爱的呼声。
And ever since the Old Testament time, we see the merciful words and the calling of God.
就说神愿意白白地把他的恩典。普施给世间人
that God is willing to freely spread His grace and mercy to all people.
所以他历代地发出那个邀请的声音
Therefore the voice of invitation was issued.
尤其借着先知们的呼唤要请世人来到神的面前得他那愿意白白给的恩典
Especially through the proclamation of the prophets, the message was delivered to all people.
那这里用美物肥甘来形容神丰盛的恩典
and here use wonderful delights and the goods to describe God's mercy
更可注意的就是说要买它就是说不用钱来吃或来喝他所要给的水跟所要给的美物
and to come and to partake in the water and the food that is without price
简单说神要一切的人就近他来得到他所给的生命活水跟生命的粮食
is that God desires that all people may come to Him and to receive the water and the food of life.
那这个关键在于就近他来听他的话
And the key is for man to come to know His words.
我们再看第六节
Let's also read verse 6.
五十五章第六节当趁耶和华神可寻找的时候寻找他相近的时候求告他这是神的呼唤
Here, this is the calling of God.
请人来求告他，寻求他，一定会得到答案。
All those who seek after him shall receive the answer.
的确，先知们都邀请人来真正认识他，来寻求神。
And indeed, the prophet has reminded us to seek after God.
请看何西阿书。
Please turn to the book of Hosea.
旧约圣经何西阿书一千零六十一页。何西阿书六章，请看三节。
Please turn to the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 3.
何西阿书六章三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
所以说，我们一定要认识耶和华神，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。所以叫我们人要认识这位真神。
Here the Bible teaches us that we should pursue the knowledge of God.
而且这是要用竭力的追求来认识他的。
And we must pursue and strive to know him.
假定一个人能够求告寻找神，那就会体会到神的出现，好像甘雨，好像晨光。
If we can pray and seek after God, we will find that the Lord is just like the morning light and the rains.
啊，这种给人一种春光明媚，或者说阳光雨露那种温暖滋润的感觉。
And we can feel the warmth and the waters through the sun and the rain.
因为人在这个世界上的确很需要某些有恒有价值的东西。
And as people living in this world, we need things that are eternal and that are of value.
比如说人间的关爱。
And for example, the love among people.
或者说永恒的幸福。
Or the eternal happiness and joy.
内心的平安。
And the inner peace.
能够长生永乐，这是好事。
To be able to live a long life and to enjoy ourselves.
但是转眼看人间，只有一个可靠的依靠，就是我们的神，他可以赐给这我们所要的幸福、所要的爱跟生命。
But as we reflect upon our lives, we see that there is only one constant, and that is God who can give us all things that we need.
因为约翰一书四章八节提到，神就是爱。
Because as recorded in the book of 1 John, that God is love.
一个对神的爱很体味很深的人，可以说出这句“神是爱”。
A person that has a very deep recollection and a very deep feeling for God can realize that God's love.
的确，神爱世人，他甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And indeed, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
啊，叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all those who believe in Him will not perish but shall receive eternal life.
那些寻求神的人会得到神的爱。
And all those who seek after God shall receive God's love.
可以从信主耶稣，就神的儿子，可以得到永生。
And by believing in Jesus, we can receive eternal life.
在就近神的当中，那个人的生命历程可以就近，好像就近晨光一样。
And as we draw near to God, this person will feel that he's drawing closer to the morning light.
好像久旱逢甘霖，碰到春雨这样的可以滋润。
You will receive the moistures from the rains.
从晨光来讲，这是描写神很怜悯的心肠。
The morning sun represents the mercy of God.
可贵的救恩
and the precious salvation.
请看路加福音第一章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音一章描写神的恩典。
In Luke chapter 1 records the mercy of God.
他愿意白白的赐给人。
Which he was willing to give to us freely.
让那些寻找温暖人间的爱或者幸福的人，更可以体贴到神的爱何等的可贵。
So that all those seeking after the warmth and love can realize how precious it is.
体认到神的爱是永恒的，是无价之宝的。
We can experience that the love of God is without value and is the utmost treasure.
请看路加福音一章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 1.
新约圣经七十七页。
The book of Luke, chapter 1.
一章七十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 78.
路加福音一章七十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 78.
因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里头的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。这一神怜悯的心肠，好像清晨的日光从高天临照我们。
Here the mercy of God is just like the morning light and the sun that shine upon us.
的确在圣经里头主耶稣的出现就好像那生命的光照耀整个人类。
And in fact the coming of Jesus is just like a light that shines among darkness.
他本来是生命的真光。
And he was the true light of life.
他来到人间照亮这黑暗的世界。
And he came into this world to shine upon the world of
darkness. 温暖了人冰凉的心地。
And he gave us warmth in our cold hearts.
是因为他的光跟他的热。
Because of his heart and the heat.
把人吸引到神的爱中。
That we are attracted by the love of God.
那么人在黑暗那冰凉恐怖的那个世界里头。
And in a world of coldness and darkness.
就得到这种阳光这样的滋润，阳光里照耀的。
And we can receive the shining of the light and the warmth by the light.
那神的爱哦，神的恩典又好像甘雨一样。
And the love of God is also compared to the rain.
那这个在旧约圣经有很多的描写。
In the Old Testament scriptures, there are many descriptions.
请翻开以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书请看三十二章。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 32.
旧约圣经八百四十一页。旧约圣经八百四十一页，以赛亚书三十二章，请看十五节。
Please turn to chapter 32, verse 15.
三十二章十五节。等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为如苍郁树林的肥田沃土。这里说圣灵从上头浇灌下来，旷野干旱的不毛之地可以变为好像苍绿树林的肥田沃土。
Here the scriptures tells us that when the Holy Spirit is poured down upon us, that the wilderness will become a fruitful field.
讲到旷野，我们住在南加州的人并不会陌生。
When we talk about wilderness, people living in Southern California are certainly not well known.
在我们都市的东北东有一个 Mojave Desert.
In the northeastern part from us, there is the Mojave Desert.
我们会可以看 Mojave Desert, 再加上死亡谷这一带的荒旱之地。
We can see the wilderness that spans the Mojave Desert and also the Death Valley.
一进去可以看到有沙丘。
We enter, we can see the sand dunes.
或者是荒漠。
Or we can see the desert.
你只能看到像约书亚树那种草那种树丛。
And we can see the
灌木
the woods in the Joshua trees.
或者是说它有那个转动的那个蓬草。
Or we see the tumbling weeds.
这些都是沙漠的景象。
And this is a sign of wilderness.
也许几亿年前有曼利的湖在死亡谷那儿。
Perhaps a long time ago, there might be a lake in the Death Valley.
因为地层的改变，海底就浮上来。
But because of geological changes, the sea level began to rise.
当年的曼利湖变成今天的魔鬼的高尔夫球场。
And the lake in the past became devil's golf course.
这是在死亡谷里头的那个景象。
And this is a view that could be found.
当你从那个但丁的观望站往下看
，And when we see from Dante's view,
那你会觉得一片荒凉。
We see an entire wilderness without any signs of life.
何时何地才能使这荒凉的这个沙漠或者干旱的这个荒漠变成有像那个绿林或者？或者苍树地这种肥田沃土呢
？And how can this wilderness be transformed into a fruitful field of green？
这个对犹大旷野的人们也一样的一种同样的疑问。
And the people in Judah have the same question。
因为犹大旷野也是一片干旱。
Because the wilderness of Judah is also very dry。
越往南走叫做南地或者 Negev 是干地的意思。
When we go south, we see the Negev, which is meaning the dry land.
要找到水滴或者绿草根本不太可能。
To find water or green pasture, it is impossible.
用这样的景象来想，你要改变天地，有可能吗
？And if we think about this, is it possible to change the world?
你要使荒漠成为良田沃土，用什么方法呢
？What means shall we use to transform the wilderness into a fruitful field?
那圣灵。或者说自己说圣灵好像甘雨，这是双重语言，在说只有甘霖可以改变。
And here the Bible tells us that only the Holy Spirit and the rains can change it.
甘霖是从那个实质上来讲的。
And physically it is the rain.
就是说地理上有这个甘霖，就是春雨秋雨一直的浇灌，假定整年不断的浇灌的话，也许几十年后可以使这个荒漠变成甘甜而肥土。
Physically, through the downpouring of the spring rain and autumn rain, and perhaps through several decades, the wilderness may turn to a fruitful field.
但是这个神的先知又受圣灵感动，他知道说这又有另一层的意义。
But the prophet of God was given the revelation by God, saying that there's another level of meaning to this.
这不是指普通的荒漠。
This is not in reference to the physical wilderness.
这个指着荒漠的人，好像荒漠的一般的人生。
But rather, it is in reference to our life, which may be compared to a wilderness.
我们听过小说家怎么说
？And as we have read from the novelist,
说小人生好像塞外行，越走越荒凉。
And that human life, the farther that we tread, the more we feel that it is like a wilderness.
塞外是指长城的关外的意思。
And meaning that if we tread outside the city walls,
到过华北就可以知道这句话的真实性了。
And if we've been to Huabei in the
northern China,
we will realize.
你一走出到张家口，你到了城那个长城外头，一望就是荒漠。
Once we walk outside of the Great Walls,
没有人烟。
We do not see anything.
荒草一片。
It is filled with wilderness.
这古时候人就在那塞外是多悲哀的一种景象。
Therefore, outside the city walls, the great walls, it is a sign of bitterness.
那不但是地理上的张家口塞外形，你人生也是一样的塞外形。
And not only in the geological wilderness, our human life is also having this wilderness.
一个没有信仰的人，他的人生就好像那不毛之地或干旱之地一样。
A person without faith is like living in a dry land.
在这种苦咸地的这沙漠地
，living in the desert.
就好像人，好像人一样的心田是干旱的，因为他没有神的话语，没有神的圣灵的滋润。
Just like our hearts are dry without the moisture of God.
所以这两个形象语言一直并行，就是说，一方面人需要改造这个大地的干旱，要不然人需要圣灵来改造人灵性的饥渴。
And these two forms of figurative speech, meaning that as man we need to be moisturized by God's Holy Spirit.
就像那连绵不断的雨来滋润，来改变这干旱的大地，使之成为那个良点沃土。
Just like we need the continual rains to moisturize the land, so that the land may become a fruitful field.
那么人生，我们人的灵魂世界，人的人心世界，也需要神的圣灵来改造。
And in our lives, our spirit must also be transformed by God.
这干旱的人心，枯燥的人生。需要圣灵的滋润来转变，来转化。
The dryness of our human heart and of our life needs to be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
那这种理想在旧约时代就已经有了。
And this type of ideal existed in the Old Testament.
而且借着先知的意象来指示将来神的大作为。
And through the visions seen by the prophets, we see God's great work.
我们来看以西结书四十七章。
Please turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
以西结书四十七章。这是神给以西结的意象。
This is a vision seen by Ezekiel.
一方面讲到神恩典的丰盛。
And on one hand, it describes the abundance of God's love.
神要改变当时他们所说的这理想的祭司国里头的那种景象。
He wanted to change the ideal priesthood.
Priestly kingdom.
The ideal priestly kingdom.
但是呢，同时他也预指将来圣灵的大作为，圣灵的大功用。
But he also prophesied of the mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看四十七章第一节开始。
Chapter 47, beginning from verse 1.
这位天使带我回到殿门，见殿的门殿下有水往东流出，原来殿庙朝东。这水从殿下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。第二节。
Verse 2.
他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。第三节。
Verse 3。
那第三节我们省略一下，这第三节到第五节描写水势越来越大。
From verses 3 to 5 describe that the water began to rise.
每一天走，水从水这个脚的滑骨到了膝盖，那在一天走从膝盖到了腰，那最后在一天走。越来越水势越大，就要游泳了，不能涉水了。
And the water rises every thousand cubits from the angles until the knees to the waist.
这表示神的恩典从宝座出来，神的宝座出来越来越大，越来越多。
Meaning that the mercy and grace of God coming out from His mercy seat begin to increase.
那我们再看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
那天使对我说：“人子啊，你看见了什么？”他就带我回到河边，第七节。
Verse 7。
我回到河边的时候，见在河这边和那边的岸上有极多的树木。第八节。
Verse 8。
他对我说：“这水是往东方流去的，必下到阿拉巴，直到海。所发出的水必流入咸海，使水变甜儿。”第九节。
Verse 9。
这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流来的水，必有极多的鱼。海水也变甜了，这河水所到之处，百物都必生活。第十节。
Verse 10。
必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到 因以歌莲都做晒网之处，内鱼各从其类，好像大海的鱼甚多。十一节。
Verse 11。
我们念再从念到念十二节。
Verse 12。
在这在河这边和那边的岸上，必生长各类的树木，其果可做食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子，因为这水是从圣所流出来的。树上的果子必做食物，叶子乃为治病。这里很鲜明生动的描写。
Here the Bible have very vivid descriptions.
因为我们假定到过以色列地，就知道咸海根本就是苦咸地。
If we've been to the land of Israel, we realize that the Dead Sea is has a high concentration of salt.
从黑门山流下来的，再加上上那个约旦河有三个支流，这样流下到加利利海的这条河流。
And flowing down from Mount Hermon through the River Jordan and through the branches of rivers.
然后就从那个加利利南口就进来，这个正式叫做约旦河。
And coming from the outlet of the Sea of Galilee, is called the River Jordan.
那约旦河从那个加利利海到死海，这个距离大概有80英里左右。
And the distance between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea is about 80 kilometers. 80 miles.
那经过它的蜿蜒曲折，大概总长有200里。
And but the actual distance, because of its intertwining path, is about 200 miles.
再流入死海。
At the end, the river flows into the Dead Sea.
或叫做沿海。
Or what is called the Salton Sea.
那因为它这个沿海的南端是没有流出的，所以一直在变死海，水一直蒸发，因为干旱。也沙漠的炎热一直在蒸发这个清水。
And there's no outlet to the Dead Sea, that is why the waters in the Dead Sea continue to evaporate due to the heat.
那经年累月的这个水就变成了咸海。
And through the ages, the waters in the sea became salty.
那有时候你在南端可以看到一块一块的岩块，好像小冰山一样。
Sometimes in the southern part of the Dead Sea, we can see clusters of salt.
那在隐基底那里，你可以有参观的地方，也可以下海的地方。
And there are also places we can go into the sea.
那假定你跳到海里头
，And if we jump into the Dead Sea，
你小游想游泳的话
，If we wish to swim，
那最多你肚皮浮在水面上，你四肢都完全在海的上头。
And you will find your belly in the water and your arms and legs will be above water.
你坐下看报纸，那把你全身都浮起来。
And if we can sit in the sea to read the newspaper.
这是它的浮力很大，因为咸度很高。
It has high buoyancy because it has high concentrations of salt.
因为咸度高，所以没有办法有生物的存在，连细菌也没有办法存在。
Because of high salt concentration, none of the insects or bacteria can grow.
这种地方，你盼望有鱼虾水族吗？不可能的。
Do we wish to find any aquatic animals or any sea animals within it.
你再看死海的周围，都是岩岩或者苦咸地。
It's impossible because we can find the limestones or rocks aside the sea.
那就是以耶利米书十七章所描写的苦咸地，杜松所生长，这杜松很矮小的树，那灌木而已，这样的在生长。
As reported in Jeremiah chapter 17, there are very shadow trees and bushes that grow along.
除此以外，没有果树，没有鱼虾水族。
And apart from that, there is no living plants or creatures.
但是你看到这里圣经所描写的。
But the Bible here describes
从神的宝座流出来的水，却能改造，却能转换这不毛苦咸地。
The water that flows from the throne of God can transform. This type of land.
这河水所到地方，百物都必生存。
And wherever this river flows, all things shall move.
并且有极多的鱼类。
And there's an abundance of fish.
所以在河岸的旁边，湖岸的这海岸的旁边是湖啊，在海岸的旁边就有渔夫在晒网，在打鱼。
And we can find on the shores fishermen preparing to fish.
更可贵的就是说，湖海的旁边就有不断的。因为水，这个神宝座流出来的水，这河岸跟湖旁边都有的果树。
And we can also find that along the banks of the river and on the sides of the lake, there are fruit trees.
叶子不枯干。
And their leaves will not wither.
每月都结果子。
And they bear fruit every month.
而且呢，果子旁边的叶子，这叶子可以做医治人的病。
And the leaves may be used for medicine.
请注意，这是一个理想，一个意象，在描写神的转化。
And this is a idealistic vision, describing God's transformation.
这在说明，在将来有一天神的恩典到的时候，这会在属灵上会将应验的。
And this is when one day the grace of God comes upon us, it will be fulfilled in a spiritual sense.
这人生好像荒漠一片。
Human life is like a vast wilderness.
人心没有找到神的话，它里头是一个枯干的井，就是说没有雨的那个沙漠。
If we do not find God, then our heart will be like a dry well.
这个时候就像这个苦咸地需要神的神宝座出来的水一样，我们也需要神的圣灵来给我们滋润。
And at that moment, we need the water of God to moisturize us.
主耶稣来就是带给这人生的盼望。
And Jesus came to the world and brought with him this hope.
因为他要把神的恩典跟真理丰丰富富地赐给每个要寻求他的人。
Because he will give us the spirit and truth to all those who seek after him.
请来看约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章，请看十四节。
Please turn to John chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音一章125页，请看十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。我们再看十七节
，verse 17。
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由主耶稣基督来的。十八节
，verse 18。
从来没有人看见过神。只有在父怀里头的独生子，就是耶稣，将他表明出来。这里，基督教或者我们所信的真道，一个最大的奥秘，最大的奇妙的恩典是什么呢？
Here describe what is the greatest mystery of Christianity?
就是说，神本来看不见的神是个灵，可是他道成肉身，成为人的样子，住在我们中间。
The God being invisible and being a spirit, he came and dwelt among us.
假定没有耶稣来人间，人没有办法来到天父那。
If Jesus did not come to the world, then man cannot return to God.
所以耶稣他自己说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
Therefore, Jesus says that I am the way, the life, and the truth.
道路是说他是神人之间的一个中保，神人之间的一个天梯。
He is the way because he is.He served as a ladder between man and God.
人借着耶稣可以到天父那里去。
And as man through Jesus, we may return to the Father.
这是唯一的道路。
For this is the only way.
那借着耶稣所讲的话是真理，是救人灵魂的真理。
And through the word of Jesus, which is the gospel of salvation.
因为耶稣他是生命主，他是复活主。
Because Jesus is the Lord of life and of salvation.
所以你信他也可以得到他的生命跟他的复活。
And as we believe in him, we can receive his life and resurrection.
所以耶稣可以坦然地说他是道路、真理、生命。
And that is why Jesus can plainly say that he is the way, truth, and life.
那耶稣来人间这里说不但造成肉身显现神道的奥秘。
That Jesus came to the world, not only did he reveal God's truth and grace.
因为哥罗西书二章二节说神的奥秘就是基督。
Because in book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 2 tells us that the mystery of God is Jesus.
因为神一切丰盛的神性跟那个荣耀的真体都在主耶稣身上。
Because the abundance of God's essence and his glorious forms were all shown in Jesus.
人要是看见了主耶稣，
and if we see Jesus,
人要是认识了主耶稣，
and if we come to know him,
就是看见了天父。
Then we have seen the Father.
也认识了这位天父。
And then we have come to know the Father.
因为他本身就是神。
Because Jesus is God himself.
那神他的名字叫做耶稣。
And the name of God is Jesus.
所以耶稣是神给他的名字，是天父自己的名字。
Jesus is the name of the Father given to Jesus himself.
那这个道理当然在约翰福音十七章讲得很清楚了。
Of course, this teaching is very clearly described in John 17.
耶稣的名是天父的名。
The name of Jesus was the name of the Father.
那这个耶稣的名，天父的名是天父给耶稣彰显给人间的。
And this is the name that the Father gave to him.
所以他呈现着神的丰富。
Therefore, he magnified the abundance of God.
在神性跟神的本能来讲，和神的永远的全源来讲。
In regards to the essence and the ability and the everlasting character of God.
神的本源跟神的神性。他就是神本身。
That from the origin, and the character, he is God himself.
所以他说把看不见神彰显给人间看。
And therefore he says that he revealed his mysteries to mankind.
那接着主耶稣，我们有丰丰盛盛的恩典跟真理。
And through Christ Jesus, we have received an abundance of grace and truth.
因为耶稣来到人间是要救罪人。
For Jesus came to save sinners.
我们昨晚已经谈过，天国的福音从主耶稣开始。
As we have discussed last night, that the gospel of heavenly kingdom began with Jesus.
人相信跟接受天国的福音或神国的福音。
If we believe in the gospel of heavenly kingdom,
就要进入到神的恩典跟真理里头。
We must enter into the grace and truth of Jesus.
好像人在荒漠看凿井一样。
Just like we are digging a well in the desert.
你凿到这水泉处的时候，那个水是涌流上来的。
If we find a fountain of water, the water will come gushing out.
所以你的就近寻找主，就好像你在挖深井一样，你会被挖到，神的恩典被你找到的。
So if we are seeking after God, it is like we are digging a well.
耶稣他本身在亲近人间，他住在人的群众当中。
Jesus, he drew near to man and he lived among men.
为了就是把他的恩典跟真理展现给那些干渴的人。
For the purpose of spreading his love and mercy to all those who seek after him.
耶稣是悲天悯民的，他也是蛮有慈怀心肠的。
And Jesus, he was filled with a heart of mercy.
他是爱神爱世人的具体表现。
And he is an actual manifestation that God loved mankind.
他盼望给人所需要的那个永恒的幸福。
And he will give us the eternal happiness and joy that we need.
神的爱。
The love of God.
或者说永远的生命。
Or eternal life.
的确，每一个人都希望有这种幸福，有这种永生。
In fact, every one of us, we pursue after these types of joy.
本来嘛，人望幸福，树望春，是一定的道理的。
It is only natural that we seek after joy and happiness and trees seek after green leaves.
所以我们要往那个生命的泉源、幸福的泉源来寻找。
Therefore, we must seek after the fountain of joy and happiness.
可以解决人生这个旱、这个荒漠上的这个干渴。
And to quench the thirst that we have in our mind.
可以找到满足。
So that we may find satisfaction.
那我们来看主耶稣的行踪。
Let's study the footsteps of Jesus.
马太福音九章三十五节到36节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
耶稣为了介绍或者要引进，邀请人来享受他所给的恩典跟真理。
This was Jesus' invitation for the people to come and accept his teachings.
我们来看马太福音九章新约圣经十二页。
Matthew chapter 9.
这九章三十五节。
Verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。36节。
Verse 36.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。所以我们仔细来看主耶稣的行踪。
Here if we study the path of Jesus.
他为的是要把人引到神那永生的泉源里头。
And in order to allow the people to come to the eternal fountain of God.
就是说幸福的天国。
That is the heavenly kingdom.
所以他要引进，他邀请人来相信福音。
Therefore, he invited people to come and believe.
但是他需要宣讲。
But he needed to preach.
他的脚，我们看他的脚。
If we study his footsteps.
他是走遍各城各乡。
That Jesus, he went about all the cities and villages.
他进入会堂里头，犹太人的世界，犹太人崇拜聚会的地方。
He went into the synagogues, a place of gathering for the Jews.
各城各乡遍满的犹太人也有外邦人。
And through the cities and villages, he met Jews and Gentiles alike.
我们再看主耶稣的口。
And we study the mouth of Jesus.
他宣讲天国的福音。
He proclaimed and preached the gospel of the kingdom.
我们再看主耶稣的手。
If we study his hand,
他施出慈爱全能的手，医治各样的病症。
He stretched out his loving arms and healed every sickness.
我们再看主耶稣的眼睛。
And if we study his eyes,
他看着许多人，他观看世界一切的人。
He saw the multitude and he observed their actions.
我们再看主耶稣的心肠。
And if we look at his mind and heart,
他说他们怜悯这些没有牧人的这些人。
That he was moved with compassion for them, for they are like sheep without shepherd.
的确，人间在神眼光看来，假定没有找到天家，没有找到神的地方，就是等于流落的浪子一样。
For as men, if we have not found the true heavenly home, we are like a sojourner that wanders out in the wilderness.
一个人没有找到羊圈，我就说神的羊圈，神的教会，神的恩典，那他是一个迷失的羊。
If we have not yet found the sheepfold of God, then we are lost sheep.
自古以来，耶和华真神和主耶稣，他就是人的牧羊人。
From the past until the present, Jesus, He is our shepherd.
他要喂羊。
He will feed the sheep.
他要招聚。
He will gather the sheep.
他要怀抱。
And He will embrace them.
他要引导这些羊。
He will guide the sheep.
这些动作也就是他来到人间跟今天圣灵的工作。
And His work is also the work of the Holy Spirit today.
他要喂养我们，用神的话，用神的圣灵的能力来喂养我们。
And He will feed us with the power of God and from the Holy Spirit.
他用大能的手招聚我们这些群羊。
And through His almighty hands, He will gather us together.
我们有病痛，有忧伤，有各种患难的时候，他抱着我们，安慰我们，医治我们。
When we are afflicted with sickness or disease, He will comfort us and heal us.
而且为了他名的缘故，他引导我们走义路，就是神国神义的道路。
And for the sake of His name, He will guide us in the path of righteousness, that is the path of heaven.
这位好像清晨日光的真神，他独生子就是耶稣基督，他这样的爱我们，呼召我们。
And this one true God, which may be compared to the morning sun.And His Son Jesus, who loved us so dearly.
假定我们心里一直没有得到满足。
If our heart continued to be without being satisfied.
假想干旱的田地，虽然有雨水，可是一下又干掉。
Being like a land in drought without any water.
因为这个水是暂时的而已。
Because the water only lasts temporarily.
但是假定我们有一直的浇灌，厚厚浇灌的雨和圣灵。我们就可以得到滋润的，会得到改变的。
But if we receive the continuing downpouring of the Holy Spirit, then we shall be transformed.
耶稣来到人间是要满足我们灵性的需要。
Jesus came to the world to fulfill our spiritual needs.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Please turn to John chapter 6.
主耶稣他亲自答应。
Jesus, He promised.
也我们可以亲自的领受这样的体验到。
And this is something that we can experience ourselves.
我们看约翰福音六章三十五节。
Please turn to John chapter 6 verse 35.
主耶稣说一百三十四页。
Chapter 6 verse 35.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这儿来的必定不饿，信我的永远不会渴。我们再看四十八节。
Let's also read verse 48.
主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。四十九节。
49.
你们祖宗在旷野吃过吗呢？还是死了？这是从天上降下来的粮食，叫人吃了就不死。五十一节。
Verse 51.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮食，人若吃这粮食，就必永远活着。我们念到这里。这里主耶稣答应他要给他的生命粮食，就是有关神国，有关神，有关生命之道这个粮食。
Here Jesus, He promised that He will give us the bread of life, which is the spiritual.
我们在人间吃了或者喝了，还觉得需要天天吃。
As we partake food, we feel hungry again, therefore we continue to eat.
每天要吃。
We need to eat every day.
不但每天，每顿得吃。
Not only every day, but every meal.
吃了又吃，还是觉得饿。
Meal after meal, we continue to feel hungry.
但是主耶稣说。
But Jesus here said.
你到我这儿来，又是邀请我们到我主耶稣这儿来，到神这儿来。
He invited us to come to Him.
你会吃到他所要赐的永远生命的粮食。
And He will give us the bread of life, which is the eternal food.
结果是永远不会渴，永远不会饿。
So that we will never be hungry again and be never thirsty again.
我们再看约翰福音四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
主耶稣亲自又邀请。
Here once again is the personal invitation.
邀请一个撒玛利亚妇人。
Jesus' invitation extended to a Samaritan woman.
我们的爱并没有但避开任何一个卑微的，或者妇女也好，或者被人家轻视的外邦人也好，或罪人也好。
And the love of God did not fail to cover all those who are lonely and needed the love of God.
在社会上没有地位的，被人家轻视的，或者说被人家摒除在外头的，这些主耶稣都要接受。
Those who are despised and those who are outcast, those will be accepted by Jesus.
那主耶稣碰见这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And when Jesus met the Samaritan woman,
虽然他们有历史的缘故，撒玛利亚人跟犹太人互不往来。
Although because of historical reasons, there is no relationship between the Samaritans and the Jews.
但是主耶稣要打破这个互相隔墙、人间的隔阂的这种墙。
But Jesus wanted to break this racial barrier.
他亲自接近这位妇女说永生的道理。
Therefore, he drew near to this woman and spoke to her regarding the teachings of life.
主耶稣向这妇人说，妇人啊，你天天这样劳苦来挑水，来汲水。
And he said that you come here and you have to draw the water every day.
你要知道神的恩赐跟对你说话给我水喝的是谁，你就会求他，他早会给你生命的活水。
And Jesus says that if you knew who is speaking to you, and he will give you the everlasting life and the water that will last forever.
啊，这是耶稣的邀请，耶稣的愿意施予。
And this was the invitation of Jesus willing to give out freely.
我们也可以看到古时候人心很单纯，单纯的信心，单纯的需要。
We can also see the simple faith and the simple need.
他们一想到说有人要邀请，有人要白白给一些重要的东西，他们说：“那么，请你给我。”
When people see that they can receive something freely, they ask for it.
那主耶稣说：“我们看四章十三节。”
And Jesus said in chapter 4, verse 13.
约翰福音四章十三节。
John chapter 4, verse 13.
耶稣回答说：“凡喝这雅各井的水，还要再渴。”十四节。
Verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不会渴。我所要赐的水，要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。主耶稣已经讲明，他所赐的水不是那雅各井，就是妇人所汲的水的那个井。
Here Jesus explained that the water that he was to give her was not the water from the well.
就像主耶稣刚才在约翰福音六章说是，他赐的这个生命粮食不是一般人吃的manna，一般人吃的面包。
Just like Jesus said in chapter 6, that the bread of life is not the manna or the food that we eat.
啊，它是生命的粮食。
But rather, it is the spiritual food.
啊，这里说他所赐的水不是普通的井水，乃是他所要赐的生命的活水。
Therefore, he says that the water that he gives is not the water from the wells, but rather the eternal water.
而且呢，这个水要在领受的人里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And this water will become, in people, a fountain of water spring.
就好像我们在这不毛之地的荒漠找井水，结果找到水泉，水就滚滚而涌流出来。
Just like if we find a spring in a desert, the water will spring out.
那我们配合这两段可以看到神的恩赐其实太伟大了。
By combining these two passages, we realize that the grace of God is indeed abundant.
而且是因为白白要赐给我们，他是太慷慨大方了。
And Jesus, he will freely give these things to us.
不用银钱，不用价值。
No money is required.
来，你要就近水来。
If we come and draw near to
him. 何必用劳碌买那不足为食物的呢？来，给你生命的粮食。
Why do we labor and buy the water that will perish?
以赛亚先知的邀请。
The invitation of Prophet Isaiah.
在主耶稣身上很明白的昭示，这是末后的日子的邀请。
Which has been fulfilled in Jesus that this invitation is extended out today.
主耶稣现在邀请每一个人来得这生命的粮食。
Jesus is now inviting every one of us to come and receive this bread of life.
为什么呢？因为这个粮食不是不同凡响。
Why? Because this bread of life is not common.
我们来看约翰福音六章六十三节。
Based on John chapter 6, verse 63.
生命的粮食跟普通粮食不同。
The bread of life is different from ordinary food.
请看六章六十三节。
Chapter 6, verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是属灵的，就是给生命的。这里主耶稣比较那个无益处的，天天会朽坏的那个食物。
Here Jesus made a comparison to the food that is perishable.
他叫人追求耶稣的话，就是主耶稣的教训和主耶稣有关得救的福音。
He taught the people to pursue after the gospel which will last forever.
因为真理，神的道是属灵的。
Because the truth is spiritual.
不是物质的。
It is not of the material.
真理的道是给灵命的，是生命力的。
The truth of life will give us our spiritual power and strength.
不是肉体的体力，维持力量。
It will not give us physical strength.
所以主耶稣就说。
Therefore, Jesus said.
在六章二十七节，昭告一个真理。
In chapter 6, verse 27.
说不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Says that do not labor for the perishable food.
要为那纯真理。
In chapter 6, verse 27.
说不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Says that do not labor for the perishable food.
要为那纯
But labor for the food which endures to everlasting.
就是人子要赐给你们。
Which the Son of Man will give you.
主耶稣愿意把他得救的福音、真理的道白白的赐给我们。
Jesus was willing to give us the truth freely.
所以我们要为那存到永生的话、神的话来努力。
Therefore, we need to labor for the truth that will last forever.
跟神的道并齐的，哦，各并重的，就是神的圣灵。
And equally important is the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣早在约翰刚才看了四章来说，你领受到这活水是指他的。不但指他恩赐，也指他的圣灵。
And Jesus says that the living water also represents the Holy Spirit.
也是神的恩赐。
It also represents the gift of God.
更具体来讲，这个圣灵要居住在人里头，神的灵要住在神那些追求的人身上。
And also the Holy Spirit will dwell in man.
我们来看约翰福音七章。
Please turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章，请看三十七节。
Chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大的日子。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这儿来喝。”三十八节。
Verse 38.
信我的人，就如经上所说的，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。三十九节。
39.
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。那个时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。这里当然荣耀在约翰福音有特定的意义，和荣耀特定的意义。
Of course, here to receive glory has different meaning.
这是指着耶稣的受死
，which is the death of Jesus.
不是耶稣的复活
，his resurrection.
耶稣的升天进入父神的荣耀
，and his ascension back to God's glory.
换句话说，耶稣的受死、复活、高举，就是耶稣在约翰福音里的得荣耀。
In other words, the glory is in reference to the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus.
那耶稣还没有定十字架，还没有升天，还没有复活升天以前，圣灵还没有降下来。
And before he ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit was not yet given.
可是耶稣已经应许了，因为这是父所应许的圣灵。
But Jesus has promised the Holy Spirit.
说当人饥渴了，可以到神这来，到主耶稣这来。
Therefore, all those who thirst can come to Jesus.
那你愿意相信主耶稣，愿意接受他。
If you are willing to believe in Jesus and accept him,
那么就会厚厚浇灌给你的圣灵，从你腹中生命的深处、灵魂的深处流出这活水的江河来。
We shall receive Holy Spirit, and from our belly shall flow the springs of living water.
真的，我们受圣灵的人是一个灵命永流。
And actually, those of us who believe who have the Holy Spirit.Eternal life shall flourish.
好像活水滚滚而来。
It is just like a river of living water.
源源不绝的。
Which will never cease.
那在生命就是说被圣灵涌流的时候，它就会转变，它就会改造。
And when we receive the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, our heart may be changed.
所以一个悲观的人
，a person who is pessimistic，
一个愁苦的人
，a person in sorrow，
一个生命无望的人
，a person without hope，
他会乐观。
Will become optimistic.
他有盼望
，because he will have hope.
而且有神的生命力
，he will have God's life.
这个人真的脸都改了
，and this person even his complexion will change.
他心肠也改了
，his heart will change.
他整个生命价值也改了
，his entire values will be changed.
在主耶稣里头，因圣灵的改造，他成为好像良田沃土一样
，because in Jesus Christ, his heart will be changed just like a fruitful field.
已经有绿林苍田
，he will see the forest and the green pastures.
生命很旺盛。
And the high level of vitality. 因为
他连接在神的生命的活水，从神的宝座流出来的活水，使他改造的。
Because we are connected to the living streams of Jesus.
这种受圣的体验。
And this experience of Holy Spirit.
有基督徒，有很多基督徒说已经过去了。
Many Christians say that the time has passed.
因为圣经已经合起来了，已经成书了，所以不需要有那个圣灵的体验了。
For the Bible has been written, therefore there is no need for the Holy Spirit.
他们又说圣灵不过是五旬节时代的一个体验罢了。
They also claim that Holy Spirit is merely the experience.
但是现在很多人在追求灵恩。
Of the Pentecostal time, but many people today continue to pray for Holy Spirit.
但是我们要知道，有真理的地方有才有真理的圣灵。
We must know that only a place of truth will have the Holy Spirit.
有真理同在，有圣灵居住的真教会，这个圣城，你才可以得到真正的圣灵。
Only in the true church, where the Holy Spirit abides, can we receive Holy Spirit.
因为现今二世纪的灵界很混乱。
Because in today's society, the religions are very confused.
而且很混杂。
And also very mundane.
但是我们要看真正给人的圣灵。
So we must study the Holy Spirit from God.
从上头来的。
Which will come from above.
浇灌在里头的。
Which will be poured in our hearts.
充满了喜乐。
be filled with joy,
充满了光明
and light,
充满了神圣
and holiness.
啊，这个是我们可以体验到的。
This is something that we can experience.
那圣灵应许的圣灵
and the promise of Holy Spirit,
果然照着主耶稣的吩咐
according to the promise of Jesus,
他沛然地浇灌给在等候祷告的这个五旬节的那一天的门徒们。
Was given to the apostles accordingly, praying on the day of Pentecost.
当然，我们知道《使徒行传》二章一节到四节所记载。
We are very familiar with the records in Acts chapter 2.
门徒聚集在一处。
When the apostles were gathering in the same place,
因为他们要等候从上头来的圣灵。
For they await the Spirit from above.
突然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing wind.
就充满他们所处地那个屋子。
Which filled the whole house where they were staying.
那有舌头火焰显现出来。
And there appeared to them tongues of fire.
大家受圣灵充满。
And everyone were filled by Holy Spirit.
说出灵言就翻出各种的方言出来。
They began to speak in tongue and in other languages.
这是划时代的创举。
And this is a
epoch making
an event of the epoch making.
啊，这是划时代，因为在约珥书二章二十八节、二十八节已经答应在末后日子要给圣灵，要给异象，给异梦。
Because according to the prophecies in the book of Joel, that the Holy Spirit shall descend in the latter time.
那天父应许，主耶稣再吩咐，说我去了，要差圣灵来。
And Jesus also said that when I go, I shall send down the Holy Spirit.
那一天，一百二十个门徒充满了圣灵，好像一阵大风，以这样的摇曳着，这样的震荡着。
On that day, 120 disciples were filled by the Holy Spirit and being swayed by the Holy Spirit.
他们内心、灵魂深处，整个生命充满了圣灵的涌流，不断的从内在滚滚而出。
And their entire body and spirit was filled by the Holy Spirit.
讲出很流利、流畅的方言。
And they spoke in tongues.
这是很感谢神，神的答应的圣灵果真给了。
And this was the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
沛然的浇灌下来了。
Which came down according to promise.
从此以后我们看四章，也同样圣灵的充满，地都会地震。
In chapter 4, we read that when the Holy Spirit comes down upon us.
我们再看第十章，同样圣灵浇灌给那些慕道的，那个良善的人们。
And in chapter 10, we see the Holy Spirit descend on those good men.
那些敬虔的人，就好像今天热心的基督徒一样。
Those devout men, just like those fervent Christians.
因为很多基督徒很爱主，很虔诚。
Although many Christians are very loving and very devout.
但在神眼光看见，他们要像哥尼流，从好人变成义人。
In the sight of God, they shall be like Cornelius, from devout man to a righteous man.
主用神的方法重生他们，让他们在神面前是无罪的，成为神的儿女的。
And through the methods of God, they can be considered sinless in the sight of God.
那彼得为这个使命来到哥尼流的家里。
And for this purpose, Peter came to the house of Cornelius.
哥尼流跟他边丁家属很虔诚地、很恭敬地在等候彼得要讲述神的话语。
Cornelius and his devout men waited for Peter.
那彼得这样讲使徒信息。
And Peter preached the apostolic message.
证明耶稣的受死、复活、升天，就按照旧约时代的应许跟预言。
Proving that the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus was according to the prophecy.
那按照神的计划、神的预定，耶稣被钉十字架。
And according to the plan of God, Jesus was crucified.
为了要开一条又新又活的道路。
To open for us a new fountain.
把人从黑暗中移向这个光明的国度
，so that man can be brought from darkness into light，
从撒旦权下可以归向真神
，from the hands of Satan to the hands of God，
可以进入到神的国里头，享受这个生命道路真理这种快乐
，to enter the kingdom of God to enjoy the glory of heaven，
可以跟神相亲
，and to draw closer to God，
跟主耶稣相爱
，to love Jesus，
可以享受神人之间的和平
，and to enjoy the harmony of God's people,
可以享受神的公义跟圣灵中的喜乐
and to enjoy God's righteousness and the peace.
美好的邀请，那哥尼流也是欢然的接受了
and therefore Cornelius accepted this faithful invitation.
彼得还在做见证说表达这个使徒信息的时候
and while Peter was still preaching the apostolic message,
当他说人要因耶稣的名得蒙赦罪
when he says that man shall receive the redemption through Jesus.
人要奉耶稣的名受洗来得蒙赦罪，简单说是这样。
Through the baptism in the name of Jesus, our sins shall be redeemed.
这个时候圣灵就降在这听道的哥尼流家里头。
And at this moment, the Holy Spirit descended on the family of Cornelius.
使徒行传十章四十四节。
Please look Acts chapter 10 verse 44.
使徒行传十章四十四节。
Chapter 10 verse 44.
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上，四十五节。
Verse 45.
那些奉哥里和彼得同来的信徒，就犹太入信的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇。四十六节。
46.
因听见他们说方言和说灵言，称赞神为大。四七节。
47.
于是彼得说：“这些人既然受了圣灵，跟我们一样，跟我们在五旬节受圣灵一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？”
48,
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗，就要赦罪，称为神的儿子。这个是很动人的图面。
And this we see it is a very moving sign.
一个很清心、专心听道理的人们，一些人。
And there were a few people who listened to the truth very attentively.
听见证得救的福音，耶稣是救主、弥赛亚的。
And when they heard the message that Jesus was the Messiah, the Savior,
听到人要奉耶稣的名得蒙赦罪，借着洗礼方法水洗来洗掉人的罪。
And they heard that through washing of baptism, our sins may be washed away.
因为保主耶稣保血要赦人的罪。
Because the blood of Jesus is for the remission
of our sins. 那还说这话说圣灵就沛然地浇灌在一切听到人的身上。
And while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were there.
犹太的入信的基督徒都是很惊讶，说怎么外邦人也得圣灵呢？
And even the Jewish believers were astonished as to how the Gentiles also received Holy Spirit.
其实彼得在五旬节那天已经见证过。
But Peter has already testified on the day of Pentecost.
说你们奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦。
That you must believe and be baptized in the name of Jesus to wash away your sins.
因为还要领受圣灵。
So that you may receive the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是给你们，是犹太人。
The Holy Spirit shall be given to you, the Jews.
和你们的 army, 犹太人的 army.
And your children.
但是呢，同时要给一切在远方的，就是我们主神所召来的，就是外邦人，跟犹太人没有关系的外邦人。
And it shall also be given to people who are far, meaning the Gentiles.
和圣灵的浇灌也给犹太选民，也给那些外邦的非选民。
Therefore, the gift of the Holy Spirit was given to the Jews and Gentiles alike.
因为神不偏待人。
Because God shows no partiality.
各国那些敬畏神、行义的人，也为主所悦纳。神也要用水灵给他们重生。
And devout men from all nations shall receive the Holy Spirit and the baptism.
哥尼流单单有敬虔、有爱心、有热心还是不够的。
With only Cornelius, devout. Faith and love is not sufficient.
因为耶稣明明说过，
because Jesus said,
人要从上头生，
we must be reborn from above.
用神的方法生，
through the method of God,
才可以看到神的国。
Only then can we see God's kingdom.
这是指一般的现象，一般的要求。
This is in reference to the ordinary requirements.
一个一般的真理，
the ordinary truth.
人不是用血气的方法、仁义的方法来生的。
We are not reborn through the material sense.
我们不是，我们那疯哈。我们不是用那个血气的仁义的方法来生。
We are not born through the material methods.
我们是用，不是用情欲来生的。
Not through the flesh.
我们用神的方法来生，才是可以称为神的儿女。
But rather through the method of God, can we become God's children.
那什么是神的方法？
And what is God's method?
什么是从上头生的？
What is to be reborn from above?
什么叫做再生和再次的生，重生？
What does it mean to be reborn?
耶稣很清楚地说。
Jesus told us very clearly.
约翰福音三章他五节又肯定的、特殊的在说。
In John chapter 3 verse 5, the Bible instructed us in a very definitive sense.
第三章五节说。
Chapter 3 verse 5.
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进入神的国。六节。
Verse 6.
从肉身生的是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，不要以为稀奇。这里主耶稣强调一个重言，这个一个重言重复性 tautology。对 ，A 就是 A，B 就是 B， 从灵生的就是灵，从肉身生的就是肉身，这样的一个重复。
Here Jesus talks about that those who are born from the Spirit is of the Spirit。
一个从地界或者说地上，从肉体，从 从他固有的这种属肉的这种观点来看神，不能了解。
And those are looking at this from a physical perspective cannot understand this.
因为天上跟地上其实这两个世界。
Because the heavens and the earth are two different realms.
肉身、人意、潜意、血气是一个世界。
The material realm filled with flesh and blood, this is one world.
但是在天界圣灵或神属灵的世界或者神道的奥秘又是另外一番的境界。
But there is another spiritual realm, which is the heavenly kingdom.
你一定要有一个改换，你应该有一个深入，一个提升，你才可以看到神道的奥秘，圣灵的奥秘。
We need to elevate our thoughts to be able to comprehend the things in the spiritual realm.
所以说从肉身生的就是肉身。
Therefore, those born of the flesh are of the flesh.
因为还不是属灵人。
Because they are not of the spirit.
从灵生的就是属灵，就是灵。
But that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
用水和圣灵重生，你就属于天国的子民，属于神的百姓。
To be born again of the water and spirit, we are citizens of heaven.
你可以从此就进入神的国了。
We can then enter into God's kingdom.
那么哥尼流跟他的家属兵丁
，Cornelius and his household members
从一个敬虔的人、爱心、热心、敬畏神的人，变成他跟神国有份。
From a devout man who loved God and man, he became a person who has a part in God's kingdom.
因为神白白赐给他恩道，生命的恩道。
Because God has freely given to him the grace of salvation.
也给他跟天国得救有关的这种圣灵。
And also gave him the Holy Spirit. So that he may have a part in heaven.
他们既然得圣灵，
since they have received the Holy Spirit,
又非常明白道理，
and they understood the truth,
相信耶稣是基督，
they believe that Jesus is Christ,
所以何妨给他们奉耶稣的名施洗，来洗去他们的罪呢？
Therefore, who can stop them from being baptized?
所以说在这里水灵重生都完全了。
Therefore, here they were born spiritually and also from the water.
这给我们基督徒有很大的警惕作用。
And this served as a great admonition to us.
我们一生可以保留着我们爱主、热心服侍主的那种基督徒的美德，或者基督徒应有的这种表现。
In our lifetime, we can maintain the virtues of Christians.
神是悦纳的。
God will accept us.
但神很希望这些人成为Cornelius一样，能够从水和灵重生，进入神的国，成为神的义人。
But God desires that we may be like Cornelius, be born again of water and of the Spirit.
这是神恩赐的呼召。
And this is God's grace of calling.
这个圣灵的恩赐是厚厚浇灌给那些愿意追求、神愿意给的人们。
The gift of the Holy Spirit has been given to those who pursue.
请看提多书三章。
Please turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书三章，请看第五节。
Please turn to Titus.Chapter 3, verse 5.
我们看三章五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
308页。这里说神救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义行，乃是照着神的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第六节。
Verse 6.
是圣灵，就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。第七节。
Verse 7.
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为天国的后嗣。这里把得救两要件说得很清楚。
Here the two important criteria of salvation are described.
昨天晚上我们有以弗所书一章一节到七节。
And last night we made reference to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5 through 7.
就借着主爱子哈，就主耶稣的宝血，我们罪得以赦免。
And that through the Son of God our sins are washed away.
洗礼是主耶稣的血在里头，因为奉主耶稣名的关系。
In our baptism, because we baptize in the name of Jesus.
因为圣灵的运行，圣灵亲自施洗。
Because of the blood of Jesus and the movement of Holy Spirit.
因为这个施洗的团体有圣灵，有真理。
Because in baptism there is truth,
那再加上有主的道，然后是主的宝血在里头
，and also the blood of Jesus.
所以洗礼不是单单的一种在水里头冲而已。
If baptism is not only the washing in water,
就是在神面前，我奉耶稣的名，这至大至尊得救，这人可以得救的名，来洗掉人的罪。
That we wash in the name of Jesus that can wash away our sins.
因为有主的真理。
Because of God's truth,
主的圣灵在运行
，the Holy Spirit will work among
us. 而且有主的宝血在水中
，and the blood of Jesus is in the water.
所以可以洗掉人的罪
，therefore it is able to wash away our sins.
所以人一定要在宝血里头洗去人的罪，在洗礼时候得到重生，重生。
Therefore, through baptism, our sins are washed away and we are reborn again.
变成一个新人。
And we can become a new person.
成为神儿女。
Become a children of God.
这是以弗所书一章五节七节的话。
This is the verses recorded in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 to 7.
那一章十三节十四节。
In chapter 1, verse 13.
你们既然信了主。
Since you have believed in him.
又领受他的教。
And have heard his truth.
那你也听过他得救的福音。
And you have heard his gospel of salvation.
领受真理的道。
And have received the word of truth.
那么神就给你们圣灵。
And then God will give us
the Holy Spirit. 你受洗，或者你还没受洗前，你真的相信神给你圣灵。
Whether or not we are baptized, God will give us Holy Spirit.
就好像哥尼流先得圣灵。
Just like Cornelius, he received Holy Spirit
他在受洗。
And then he was baptized.
那神因为你听到他的道理，你愿意相信，你也受了洗。
Because we believe in his words and we are baptized.
所以就是你要领受所应许的圣灵做印记。
And we shall receive the Holy Spirit as a promise.
啊，这圣灵是得天国的基业。
And the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
好像我们一个 passport 上头。
Just like on our passport,
我们有 visum, 就有签证 visa.
We have a visa.
这个 visa 就到这国内国的入境和停留的一个许可。
And this visa is a sign that we are able to be admitted.
我们也是领受从神来的 passport 跟 visa.
And we also receive a passport and visa from God.
这个圣灵就是说你将来可以进入天国。
And through having the Holy Spirit is a sign that we
can. 只要你好好的保持这个你自己的安全、自己的妥当跟这个护照的洁净的完整，你就可以进去。
As long as we preserve ourselves in holiness and we preserve the integrity of this passport, we can go to heaven.
所以以弗所书一章十三节、十四节在讲圣灵跟天国得救的关系。
If we in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 talks about the Holy Spirit and Heavenly Kingdom.
那么保罗在提多书三章五节就再强调。
And Paul re-emphasized in Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
我们得救在乎神的怜悯。
That we are saved through God's mercy.
借着圣这个水这个洗礼的更新。
And through the washing of regeneration.
就是说洗礼的洗罪。
And through the washing for the remission of sin.
我们再得到圣灵不断在里头涌流，使我们在主里头得力，能够有新人。
And then the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
而且呢可以承受天国的这个后世的名分。
So that we may receive the inheritance of heavenly kingdom.
你要说得救手续很难吗？
Can we say that the path to salvation is difficult?
有些要申请移民经过很繁琐的手续，要等候良久的时光。
Some people, because for the sake of immigration, they waited for an extended period of time.
还有一番的心路历程跟很大的挫折。
They experienced great mental and physical anguish.
但是主耶稣的道理其实听的人一清二白的。
But those who believe in the word of God, it is very clear.
既然神说来吧，给你活水喝，给你生命的粮食。
Since God has instructed us, if we come, we shall receive the water of life.
你来。从水和圣灵重生，
we come to be reborn of the water and
the spirit. 你就可以进入神的国。
And then we can enter into the kingdom of God.
那我们来看启示录。
Please turn to Revelation.
你到了这个新天新地，神的圣城的时候，你会体会到一个新的人生。
In this new heaven and new earth, we can experience a new life.
请看启示录二十一章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 21.
第一节到第五节。
Verses 1 through 5.
请看第一节到第五节，374页。启示录二十一章，请看第一节开始。
21 verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。第二节。
Verse 2.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷从神那儿从天而降，预备好了，要像新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。第三节。
Verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要跟人同住，他们要做他的子民。”神要亲自跟他们同在，做他们的神。第四节
，Verse 4，
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。第五节
，Verse 5，
做宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”人到了神国，到了真教会。
When we come into God's kingdom and the true church,
或者到神跟你同住的帐篷，你的心里，你的基督化的家庭里头。
Or if we come to a Christianized family, a place where God dwells.
或是到永永远远将来神的天家那里。
Or when we are in the heavenly home,
你可以体会到一个转化的、一个改造的、提升的人生。
And we can feel a change in our lives.
从前你坐在死荫幽谷，黑暗里头，在那恐怖绝望。
In the past, we live in a valley of shadow of death.
但是你现在神的光明，在神的保护当中。
And now that we live in the light of God, in God's protection.
因为千古以来人所盼望的、等待着神人同住、神的帐幕在人间，在这已经实现了。
Because ever since early antiquity, the hope of man has been fulfilled.
那是神跟人的关系，密切的好像父子亲情一样。
That the relationship between God and man is as close as father and son.
神要做他们的神，他们要做他的子民。
God shall be our father and we his children.
在这新天新地里头。
In this new heaven and new earth.
在没有世界上或是过去了的那些眼泪、死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛这些事情。
There will no longer be tears and voices of sorrow.
因为一切都更新了。
For all things have been renewed.
这种更新，这种新生的气象，你可以在神的国里头体验到底。
And we can experience the sign of newness in the kingdom of God.
而且神的恩典，好像生命活泉一样的，这么的丰盛，这样的源源不绝。
And the grace of God is like the fountain of life, which is unceasing.
我们来看第六节。
Verse 6.
他刚才坐宝座的那个神就是主耶稣，他就是他主。主耶稣说，又对我说，多成了，我是阿尔法，我是 Omega， 我是开始的，我是最终的。我要将生命泉的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝，得胜的人必承受这些作为产业。我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。这也是耶稣的邀请，来吧，我要白白的将生命泉的活水赐给那口渴的人喝。
And this is also an invitation from Jesus that he will give us to those who thirst the water of life.
坐宝座的神等于我，等于主耶稣。
And he who sits on the throne, who is Jesus.
因为主耶稣就是那位神。
Because Jesus is God himself.
我们再看二十二章，这个邀请继续给我们。
And the invitation continues.
请看一节到五节。
二
十二章一节到五节。
In chapter 22, verses 1 through 5.
天使又指示我在圣城里头街道当中有一道生命水的河流，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。第二节
Verse 2.
在河这一边与那边有生命树结十样的果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子也乃为医治万民。第二节
Verse 3.
以后再没有像苦咸地这样的咒诅了，在城里头有神的羔羊的宝和神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。第四节
Verse 4.
也要见他的面，他的名字要写在他们的额上。这也是做羔羊，但是神和羔羊是同样一个他。
And here God and the Lamb is the same、
神的宝座就等于羔羊的宝座，是一个神就等于羔羊，羔羊就等于神。
The throne of God is also the throne of the Lamb and they are one.
这很奇妙，神官到起初要结束，要给我们指示，耶稣就是那位真神。
And at the end of Revelation, we are given the fact that God and Jesus are one.
从二十一章坐宝座的神。
From chapter 21, the God on the throne.
看到说那个说话，我是 Omega or Alpha 的那个他，就是我，就是主耶稣。
The He in chapter 21, the Alpha and Omega, He is Jesus.
那现在神和羔羊宝座只有一个，神等于羔羊，羔羊等于神。
And now we see that the throne of God and of the Lamb.
所以
are one.
仆人都要侍奉他一个神，就是主耶稣。
Therefore, all people shall serve the one true God.
也要见主耶稣神的面。
You also see the face of God who is Jesus.
神主耶稣的名字写在他们的额上头。
And the name of God and of Jesus are written on their foreheads.
这个时候我们是在神的国里头，永永远远跟神同在了。
And at this time we shall be with God in heaven forever.
那刚才所看那以西结四七章一节到十二节那个意象，就实现在神的国最后的展现。
And the vision recorded in Ezekiel chapter 47 is finally fulfilled here in the kingdom of God.
从神的宝座流出的活水。
From the throne of God flows the rivers of living water.
这边跟那边有生命的树。
On both sides of the river there are trees of life.
每月都结果子。
And they bear fruit on time.
树上的叶子乃是可以医治万民的。
And the leaves are given for medicine.
再没有那个干旱、不毛、贫瘠地、苦咸地这些咒诅。
And the land shall no longer be cursed.
因为这是神的祝福。
Because this is the promise and blessings of God.
神的光变成你的光。
And the light of God will shine upon
us. 你就在神国里头，永永远远，你有爱，有幸福，有永远的生命。
We shall live forever in the kingdom of God with love, happiness, and eternal life.
那我们人生所追求的爱， 或永远的幸福的生命，在神国，在得救的国度里头可以得到。
And it is in this kingdom of God that we can receive the eternal blessings and happiness.
这是神的邀请。
And this is God's invitation.
请看启示二十二章。
Let's continue to read chapter 22.
第一节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说，来。听见人说，也该说来。口渴人说，也当来。愿意的都可以白白领取生命的水喝。所以圣灵跟心腹是真教会，圣灵跟他属灵的真教会在呼召，来吧，来领取生命的活水。
Here the Spirit and the Bride represent the true church, calling for the people to come and receive the water freely.
听见人做见证说，是的，应该来，因为这是生命的体验。
And all those who hear and bear witness says that they should come.
这是人生干旱饥渴的灵性需要的都应该来。
And all those who have the need and all those who thirst should come.
来白白的领受神的恩赐。
And receive the water of life freely.
来领受神的生命活水。
To accept the water of life of God.
让我们都接受神的邀请到神的国度来。
Let us all receive God's invitation to come and receive the water of life.
神的道，神的圣灵。
Through the Word of God and His Holy Spirit.
我们从水和圣灵重生。
We may be reborn from the water and of the Spirit.
就可以进入这神的国。
So that we can enter God's kingdom.
唱诗256首。